Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, June the 1st, 2022. Yeah, weird. We're like kind of halfway through the year. And this is the last Wednesday of Eastertide. So, technically we're still in the season of Easter, but Pentecost is coming. That's Sunday. But anyway, today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 29, Ezekiel 3, 12 through 21, Luke 9, 18 through 27. I'm going to take a look at the passage from Luke, specifically Luke 9, 23, and talk about that old-time religion. So, when people want to paint a picture of quaint or silly religious people, right, who, and you know the character, right, who've, you know, we often get the character of, caricature of the kind of teetotaling holier-than-thou person who, you know, they don't smoke, they don't drink, or they gamble, and they don't hang out with people that do, because, you know, that is sinful and good people don't do such things. Of course, we usually go on to discover, especially if it's a character in literature or, you know, somewhere, we usually go on to discover that these very pious people, which, by the way, all of this is a complete corruption of what it means to be, you know, have piety. Anyway, which I'll get into. But, of course, we usually go on to find out that these people are, who, even though they don't share in the vices, the common vices, are quite bad in many other ways that are much worse than them maybe taking the occasional dip of snuff. So, you know, the whole thing is, it's not without warrant that, you know, that people have this image of Christians and our attitude towards things like smoking and drinking. Matter of fact, when I was in seminary, they used to joke about how the town where my seminary was located, which is kind of ironic given like the attitude and way people think about seminary I went to, but the town that it was located in had also at one time been the home of a college, you know, that went back to the time of Francis Asbury, you know, the second bishop of the Methodist Church in the United States. And one of the selling points of that college was that it was 6 miles from the nearest sin, because apparently there was like a tavern like 6 miles over in the town. And so you could send your boys there to get an education, and they would be far removed from sin. Because, you know, there was no bar nearby. So, you know, it's not without warrant that we have that reputation. And we didn't get this caricature, you know, like I said, by accident. So, interestingly, in Charles Wesley's journal, he has an entry for July 21st, 1746. And he talks about visiting St. Ives and finding that the congregation there, that they were under the burden of snuff and tobacco, specifically, like, and they're both tobacco products, but specifically, you know, dipping snuff and using pipe tobacco. And so citing Luke 9:23, which says, if any would become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me, he proceeds to confront them and challenge them on their use of tobacco and snuff. And this all sounds very quaint to us, and perhaps even silly to our, you know, highly informed modern sensibilities. But if you take a moment and really listen to what he is really saying, there's more to it, and you start to see why he was very concerned with it. So first of all, these people, what he goes on to explain is that he gets there and he finds out that these people, they couldn't even participate in worship without using snuff, right? And he talks about, like, it didn't matter what we were doing in worship. If we were praying, you know, they would be taking snuff. If we're singing hymns, they would stop what they were doing to take snuff. You know, if we're offering, you know, if somebody was up preaching the sermon, you know, proclaiming the glory of God and the salvation that's offered all mankind through Christ, they had to stop listening to, because, like, the snuff had control of them. They had to take some. And so they would interrupt all of this, their prayers, their praises, the scripture reading, to take a hit, basically. And they couldn't even deny themselves that pleasure for the time it took to sing a hymn or praise, sing a hymn of praise to God, basically. In that moment, Charles explains, they were more interested in pleasing themselves than in pleasing Christ. In that moment, it had become for them this little trivial thing called snuff. In that moment, or tobacco, in that moment, it had become an idol which had supplanted the Savior who had redeemed them and seen them through persecutions. Because he talks about this. He's like, this is a community that had gone through horrendous persecutions because of their desire to serve God through this way called, this Methodism. And here they were like, just, they couldn't even pay attention to what the message that God had for them because they had to have the snuff. And that's what makes it so sticky and so tricky, that it's, okay, it's not all bad, right? It's not so simple that any of these things that become idols to us, like, are completely bad. Usually they aren't. That's the problem. It's, sexuality, food, drink, entertainment, they all have an aspect of good about them, but they're only as good so far as they are in concert with the good, capital G, little G, capital G, the good that God has laid out for us, which is basically Him being present in our lives. That's the good that we should be heading towards, and all other little goods are only good insofar as they are in harmony and in keeping with that. And some of the manifestations of these little g goods are so far out of tune with God's good that they only serve to corrupt our will and lead us away from God. And that's where it gets to be a real problem. And only denying ourselves, as Charles Wesley says, can make us aware of just, how far outside of God's will we are. John Wesley has a sermon called Self-Denial, or On Self-Denial. I think it's Sermon 48. And he gives this really good explanation of why the practice of self-denial as a practice for the Christian. This isn't just John and Charles coming up with this. And this whole thing I said about the good, big G versus little g goods, they're not just making this up on their own. This is like what the church had come to realize going, like Thomas Aquinas talks about it, the early church fathers talk about this issue of self-denial and how if you can't deny yourself something, in order to serve God, if you have to have that and that's more important than God, then that's a real idol in your life and you need to conquer that, or you need to get God, they would say, you need to get God to help you conquer that. This is what John Wesley has to say in this sermon about self-denial. He says, the denying ourselves and the taking up our cross in the full extent of the expression is not a thing of small concern. It is not expedient only, as are some of the circumstantials of religion, but it is absolutely indispensably necessary, either to our becoming or continuing His disciples. It is absolutely necessary in the very nature of the thing to our coming after Him and following Him, insomuch that, as far as we do not practice it, we are not His disciples. If we do not continually deny ourselves, we do not learn of Him, but of other masters. If we do not take up our cross daily, we do not come after Him, but after the world, or the prince of the world, or our own fleshly mind. If we are not walking in the way of the cross, we are not following Him, we are not treading in His steps, but going back from, or at least wide of Him. And so the question really is, are you mastering these things that are in the world, right? That even though they may be little g good, they can be a big problem for you. Or are you being mastered by them, right? You're not bad because you had a beer, but if all you have to have is beer, if that's, you spend all your time you know, talking, dreaming about that, if, you know, then that's probably a problem. And I'm just picking on beer. Think I'm telling you not to enjoy the 4th of July party, which is still in moderation. And so, you know, it's an easy trip to end up wide of the mark, following after the trivial goods for the sake of our own pleasure. And that's really where it comes down to. That's really kind of where idolatry begins, you know. We like to think of idolatry as like, oh, well, I don't have any graven images. That in your hand right now. Following after the trivial goods for the sake of our own pleasure means taking our eye off the cross, which has been given to us as a light to navigate by. That's what Charles Wesley is pointing out to these people at St. Ives. That's why John Wesley is trying to get us to understand. That's what all of those who went before us in the faith have shouted at us down through the ages. Anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day. We'll talk to you later. Boop.